Hi, my name's Julia McGee, and I know I'm usually the girl who stands up here and asks for volunteers, money, or any form of support that for great activities that the youth have opportunities to be involved with. Today will be no exception. Appalachian Service Project is an outreach program that accepts churches from all over the country to help people of the Appalachian Mountains have warmer, safer, and drier homes. We are commonly referred to as a relationship ministry with a side of construction. Instead of talking about the wondrous opportunities to give, love, and be loved in return that ASP provides, I will be talking about my life without ASP, without the 5 or more hour-long car rides, God moments scattered throughout the week, and without the spiritual transformation that happens to the volunteers. I have been participating in ASP for 4 years, but the last year, St. Paul's was set to go to Avery County, North Carolina. Naturally, I was very excited to go and become reunited with the mountains that I have loved and the generous people that always follow. Sadly, this trip was also during a family reunion to the beach. I was devastated because this would make me choose between the family and an outreach program that has blossomed into what I want to become for the rest of my life. This is what Homer means when he wrote "Between a Rock and a Hard Place" in the Odyssey. As a result, I had to fight to go. Proving my love for ASP was a laborer's doing that I insisted upon. I never knew how much ASP mattered to me until I had to put it into words. Otherwise, I would lose ASP. Knowing my family's support would be eternal and that the ASP applicants' homes may not be as strong, I chose ASP. I chose to travel with my chosen family, those whom I have known since I went to preschool at this church 16 years ago. I did not go on this trip by my own persuasion. It truly does take a village. Many parishioners were able to help me see clearly for what my heart of hearts was saying. They knew what I wanted even before I did. So I gave up the sunny, warm showers, ample free time to go run to the showers after a 7-hour workday. In this time of Lent, we are suggested to reflect on our life, whether that be the choices one makes or how religion plays a factor in our lives. All forms of contemplation are welcomed. For myself, Ash Wednesday is when I reunite with my religion and the spiritual journey we are all on. This also happens at the end of the week during ASP. They're called God moments, times when you realize that God has been there or that you've felt the unfathomable love that God has for us. 2 years ago in Cott County, Tennessee, the God moment that I said was that the love of our homeowner had for his daughter, his only daughter, was exceptional, and I was very honored to be present by it. But the biggest God moment was when I was crying during this very same God moment, but don't worry, everybody cries. We're all very tired, both emotionally and physically. Drew Bradley, who was sitting next to me in the circle, was eating a small snack and offered some to me during the God moment, the blubbering mess. That simple act of kindness from somebody that I don't see outside of church really emphasized the connection that ASP brings to all its volunteers, which is why it pains me knowing that I will not be able to partake with St. Paul's this 2018. My senior year, my last time as a youth with the family that has been with me since I was baptized by Father George in the chapel many years ago. My life without ASP no longer exists. This is because this program is not merely a church camp that many of the volunteers explain to those who do not go. This program is the physical representation of the love that God has and the love of his many disciples listening to me. Thank you.